All right, guys, what's up? Welcome back to Average Takes.
How we feeling? Welcome back.
We're not back.
We're back.
Okay. Holy cow.
It's been a little bit.
Trick job. All right, baseball talk, Padre talk, around the world, baseball, MLB. Yeah, let's go.
Let's go. Everything's back.
Kind of.
How are we feeling?
We're kind of back. We're still suspended on Twitter.
Yep.
Unsuspend us, Elon Musk, please.
Elon Musk, Average Takes, unban him.
Check please. Your DMs.
Elon Musk is slowly creeping on my Elon Musk.
Yeah, dude, we honestly didn't even do anything that bad. We had one of our social media managers just
go off a little bit.
Yep.
Just down a bad day.
Yeah. I had a bad day.
It happens to the best of us.
Some people just speak the truth and they just get silence.
And you hate to see that.
Yeah.
You hate to see it. But podcasts are back. We're back. Just because Twitter isn't, we are. Sucks to say, but we're back without Twitter.
Yeah.
We're about a third of the way through the season, I would like to say.
I would say
it's May's ending. June is beginning. It's about to be June 1st.
May that was a bar. Showers. That was a bar.
You June had there. Flowers.
I thought it was April. Is that what you said? April showers?
I said May showers. Bring June flowers.
I don't think that's right.
It is.
I don't think that's right.
I think you're missing a bar.
Wait a second.
No, that's not bars. It is now.
It is now. It is starting to get summer, and I fucking love summer.
Yep.
Not just because it's my birthday, not just because it's the best time of the year, but because of the weather. I love a beautiful sunshine, no clouded day. Doesn't matter the temperature. Sun's out. One of my favorite times. I do know it's hot. I do understand that. We live in sunny San Diego. And it's sunny.
And you work in an office.
I work in a building that's hot.
Yes.
No air conditioning.
But in the shade.
It's a warehouse. She's hot.
Sunbeaming.
But other than that, I fucking love sunny days. I love sunny days. Pool days. Just drinking with the boys. The girls, fucking love it.
It's the best of times, for sure.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Pretty good.
Summer's back.
Shorts and flip-flops, dude. Tank tops.
Golf.
Tan.
Golf all day long.
All day long?
Hammered by the front nine.
Golf morning, pool after?
6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Great day.
6 a.m.
That's a great day.
That sounds like a great day.
Golf morning, pool after.
Yeah. Great day.
Beers all day long.
Dream day for me.
Sign me up.
That's like a dream bucket
list day for me. Sign me up. I'll book it for Thursday next week.
And maybe you can. 6 a.m. golf tee time. Padre game 1:10. End it with a pool day.
Dream day.
Dream all right.
Scratch your day.
Dream day.
And you're out.
Wait
buddy.
A second. I can think of something.
Hold on. He just overruled your dream day that quick.
That sucks.
My new dream day. Thank you, Trevor.
What a segue he just
golf
did.
Golf Padres pool.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's a long day.
That's an adult dream.
That's a great day right there.
I'm going to do that one day this summer. I'm going to say that on pod. That right there will be accomplished one day this summer.
So tea time's what? Like 7 o'clock?
It's got to be early. It's got to be the first tea time.
I
got to be swinging the first ball of the day.
Dew still on the grass.
Out of there at 11:30, maybe 12.
No. Yeah. Six hours. What kind of tea time are you playing? I'm out of there 10.
10.
If you're playing at 7?
Maybe 11. If you're teeing off at 6, you're getting probably 10, 11.
I'm the first on the course, I'm setting course history that day.
Yeah, that need to be a course record.
Padres at the pool after, bad day to be a course record. Because this is going to set up for the best day of all time.
You better hope there's no frost delay. Guy says frost delay, then what?
Frost delay. Hey, brother, watch out. You out there frosting the greens off. Watch out.
Heads up. My ball is going right in the fairway.
Four.
If you have a bad round, is it ruining the day?
No, because I know I have Padres and pool after.
You can still come back from a bad round.
Now, if it's a bad round, Padres lose. Are you?
This is where we're creeping in the wrong. We're creeping the wrong way. Then you get to the
pool. Pool's freezing cold.
This is insane.
Then it starts to rain out of nowhere.
Then you get to the pool and you're freezing cold.
Rain came out of nowhere. When did that happen?
This is starting to become the worst day of all time.
That sounds like Arizona.
Yeah.
That sounds like D-back.
That sounds like D-back.
And I still think that would be a good day.
I still think it's a good day.
I'd get in the pool.
It's freezing cold.
I'm probably drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, golf and then Padres and then pool. Brother hadn't laid off the Coors Lights yet. I mean,
no breaks.
Bud Lights. We are sponsored by Bud Lights.
Wait, no, what?
We're a Bud Light sponsored podcast.
Did you agree to this?
I signed the contract.
You don't have anything to agree
to. Wow. Brother, you just show up.
Buddy, I never heard about no Bud Light.
They've been on the table for a decade.
You didn't get the memo?
Brother, they're plastered around the room.
Waiting to be shotgunned.
Yeah, the Padres won a World Series.
They're going
series.
Down the hatchet.
Yeah.
Are they put on ice at least?
And that might be the last day.
You gotta do it right when it happens. Last out, you gotta do it.
That might be the last day of our lives.
Hey, brother, but it'll be a great one. It'll be a great one. Holy shit.
God damn it. I can't wait to be 84.
84?
So specific.
You don't think we're drinking these?
Do you get the joke? Yeah.
I don't think we're drinking these for another fucking 50 years.
Prove me wrong.
We're going to be doing the podcast saying Padres still haven't won.
No.
Please let me drink this Bud Light before I die.
Padres.
Fernando Tatis still struggling.
Fernando Tatis the third.
Yeah, the
fourth.
I mean, Fernando's a guy out there.
Manny Machado Jr. is fucking just signed a $400 million deal, and that's cheap.
It's cheap for us.
Yeah.
He's fucking staying close to home.
Yeah.
Damn. All right, enough jokes. Padres have yet to really make a significant change record-wise, but I feel like for the past three weeks, they've been playing really good ball.
Yeah, hasn't been bad. How many series did we win in a row? Four?
I mean, we won four, got swept, and then I think we've won like two since.
Yeah. So at least a four series streak is a pretty good. You know,
pretty good.
Good for us.
And you just got to keep building. I mean, I know we didn't sweep the Marlins yesterday, and that definitely hurts. Have we swept yet?
No.
I don't think we've
swept in a while.
We haven't swept yet.
We haven't swept all year, have we?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. Neither three or four game series. So those are the next steps.
Twice?
Probably both of the Rockies.
Rockies just do. They come crazy.
Yeah, we're 500 since 2020. 35 and like 35.
Against the Rockies. Yeah. Jeez. This team
plays down a competition. They've always done.
How it's like constructed, they're playing better than I expected. But the record is exactly what I expected. Yeah.
But the guys who have been winning the games for us are the unexpected ones. We have yet to see a Fernando, a Manny, a Xander. I mean, Xander, I don't know if we've talked about it.
Yeah, when is
but
he?
They said today.
No surgery. Today
no surgery. 2 to 3 months.
We'll be back in line.
Is that a phantom? August. Is that one of your phantom aisles then?
Not a 2 to 3 month. Phantom's usually a good 10-day or 14-day.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, 2 to 3 months. He better not come back until he's completely healthy with anything that's bothering him.
Yeah, because right now this team seems to be running a little bit smoother without him.
Yeah.
I like Jake back at second. Jake back at second seems to be like helping the team run a little bit more smooth, honestly.
Yeah. And AJ Preller does it again.
The AJ Preller moves that have been low key are the ones that have been high key.
Yeah, they're the best.
If that makes sense. The little ones, the Solano midseason. I know not too many people were hyping him up, except myself. No one's going to say that. Okay.
Nope, nobody's going to give you that.
Yeah, all right.
We're not giving him that.
But Solano's been nice, has he not?
He's always been solid, though.
He's just a bat-to-ball guy.
I really don't
know. Singles, doubles.
Yeah. He's good at what he does, sure.
He does a job.
Can't play every day.
Not an everyday guy.
But AJ's
brother, he's outperforming Xander by miles.
Xander did good the first 2 weeks too.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, he's a career 280 hitter, so I don't know how low he's going to go, but so far he's starting off pretty high.
If he's good against right-handers, he can stay in the lineup. Until then, keep him on lefties, doing his job.
He's doing his job.
Doing his job.
And getting a couple base knocks a day is
couple of fine. A couple of ribbies a day doing is
his
not
job.
Bad.
Speaking of another guy doing his job, Jeremiah Estrada.
13?
Beast.
Lucky number 13.
Oh, this is bullshit. I didn't get credit. You don't get credit, fucking cocksucker.
Jenny, didn't you say something about Jeremiah Estrada? Yeah.
No.
Yep. Not giving him credit.
We're not giving him credit.
I think I remember that.
I think I did.
Someone pull the tape then.
Some people said it was me.
Somebody pull the tape because I don't.
He's a beast. He's a beast. He's the
setup man for Suarez now.
Like 100% in my mind.
And I was about to say he only throws fastballs, but he doesn't really only throw fastballs.
Throws a chitter.
Oh, yeah. You told me this weekend, I think. You're all, yeah, he throws a chitter.
He throws a chitter.
Chitter.
I don't know. That's a crazy name for it, but I'll take it. It's nasty.
It's a chitter.
Now explain to us what that is, Mom.
Change of Twitter.
Someone give me a baseball. That box in front of you, Shinny, and the white box is Drew Pomerantz signed baseball. We might as well toss it to me because
it can't
be worth anything at this point.
Right.
My God.
Not at this point. Well, Brandon.
It's kind of messed up.
All right.
Yeah, that all was the baseball. All right.
No, it's definitely not worth anything.
I mean, you would have never been able to say this as Drew Pomerantz anyway.
Yeah. But what the hell?
But his pitch, if you could see, is a changeup, but this part he throws as a splitter. So he throws a circle change splitter. It is the craziest thing.
Wait, what?
I don't know how
he throws like
he
that?
Could even grip this ball and get it to the mound because this is insane.
It's like I'm watching hands. Sports
it's
science.
It's called
right
big
now.
Hands. You're right. I don't have the biggest of hands. But me trying to deliver this 60 feet, 6 inches, and it'd be a strike.
We're bouncing her.
Brother, this is going to look worse than 50 cents.
No. Just throw as hard as you can.
Nope.
That's what I said.
Tell me if I'm doing it right. How'd you do
wider.
It?
Wider.
Okay, you don't even know how to grip a baseball.
A fast
what do you mean?
Bro, I have such small hands. Like, yeah, I'm like cooked. This?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how to grip a circle change?
No.
No.
What is this?
Like this, look.
What's this one?
Slider. Curveball.
I can't even fucking.
This is a curveball?
That's a splitter.
No, the splitter goes between your. Yes. Yes.
That's it?
That's a splitter. No. And then on the other side, his finger. Yes. And his thumb's tucked a little bit, Jenny. Not like that tucked, but it's like tucked and like pinched against the ball.
Yeah. Just throw as hard as you can.
So, buddy's nasty. That's what I'm getting from this.
Buddy's nasty. There you go. Now it's not in the fingers deep enough. You're still trying to throw it like a fastball.
That's exactly how
you're
shooting it.
No, you're.
Oh, so you're like what?
It's a splitter. Like it splits your fingers. No. Yeah.
We're gonna be here all day.
Yeah, I can't be your pitching coach. All right, put it back in the box.
I'd be too pissed. I'd be like, God damn it.
And you throw it like this.
No, you just throw it.
No.
Or you just
throw you it. Throw it.
You just throw
why
it
are you throwing it
can.
So like, why are you throwing it like that?
Yeah, sus.
Or like a Drake fan.
Yeah, brother.
I've been playing softball too much. You know? I haven't gripped the baseball.
Threw it like a Drake fan.
Like a Drake fan?
Drake?
Brutal.
I know it's not a Cutter fan throwing it. Can't even.
But Jeremiah Estrada, 13 consecutive swinging strikeouts, and the record is still ongoing. He has yet to close off the 13.
Do we think it keeps going, though?
I mean, he was so fucking dirty versus Marlins, and I know the Marlins are not a great team, but.
They're all reaching, though. He got them looking stupid.
Did you watch the 13 of them?
Yeah, no.
They were all stupid.
I'd have not seen
he's that. Dirty. That's what it is. I mean, He came up. It was like Judge Stanton and fucking Rizzo, like twice, two back to back games.
MLB posted him on their like Instagram, and there's a Cubs fan comment on it. He's like, surely the Cubs got a insane package back for this crazy reliever. DFA'd,
and Padres claimed him for absolutely nothing.
Nothing. It was like in November too. Crazy. You see the dude on the Mets throw his glove in the sands?
Yes.
Okay, that's been like a whole thing. Like people thought he said, oh, I play on the worst fucking team or something like that. He said, yeah, I think he said I'm the worst fucking teammate right now or something like that. I don't think he said the Mets or the...
Yeah, he came out and said that broken English led to him making a statement that...
It's almost like he knew he was going to get DFA'd because it was like almost like a hurrah. He's like, you know what? Fuck this. He's
like, he was having a good season up until the back-to-back outings versus the Yankees. He had like a 2-something ERA, 2-2 ERA.
Those damn Yankees.
And then gave up like 10 runs in 2 days.
For some reason, I thought this guy was accomplished too.
He was 2022 All-Star with the Orioles. Remember? He was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And then just got traded around a couple of times.
Was he on the Twins at one point or no?
Twins, I thought. Oh, that's Pablo Lopez.
Oh, yeah.
Not Jorge. I think, right? Jorge Lopez?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not exactly sure what happened, but I'm pretty sure he got traded a couple times. But he was an all-star in 2022, was really good.
Yeah. Okay. It is the dude I was thinking of. I was like, oh, I swear the guy was good.
So he went from Baltimore to Minnesota to Miami, back to Baltimore to the Mets. Damn, he was getting tossed around.
And he was having a good season so far. So, I mean, obviously, the emotions got the best of him. He said something to reporters, which, I mean, you could definitely make the case that English being your second language, you're bound to misspeak. Or it could have been heard. I mean, I listened to it. Didn't sound like he said teammate. It sounded like I'm on the worst fucking team in the whole MLB.
Yeah, and the reporter doubling down on it after trying to confirm what he said. And he's all, yeah, like, that's like I said what I said, you know? And I'm like, that's crazy. But then to come out and say, probably hindsight, he got his agent in his ear, someone like a publicist in his ear.
And was like, hey, brother, no other team's going to want you if you're saying shit like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm sure a team's going to claim him. He's still a halfway decent reliever. I mean, relievers, you give up a couple runs, your ERA is going to spike for a while. Happens because you only see an inning or so every other game.
2-3 innings a week.
Yeah, exactly. So your ERA is bound to be inflated. This is not a guy who I think is going to just hit free agency and just die, is what I'm trying to say.
No.
I think a team who's going to obviously need relievers, or a team that's thinking about deep in the postseason, deep later in the season, pitchers
die.
Like the arms fall off. I mean, it's crazy how much in the beginning of the year, because pitchers haven't pitched for so long, and then we get a good long stretch of no injuries, and then you towards the end of the year you get guys again.
He sounds like a Dodger to me.
Sounds like a Dodger. Sounds like a Brave. Braves get these guys claimed and they turn them around just as well as the Dodgers do. But definitely Dodgers or Braves, I could so seeing them take a shot. Especially the Dodgers. They've had some bullpen worries.
Yeah.
Would you want them on the Padres?
Our bullpen. I would take them. I don't know who. I mean, Inlay hasn't been great, but they're just relievers. So, I mean, Kolek hasn't been great, but then it has his moments.
You has been great. Waldron.
Knuckleball.
Has been shoving.
He has been really good lately.
Has been.
He got to the point where I think they're like, hey, you're going to get DFA'd, buddy. And then started three pumping. Straight.
Well, did you read what Nebela told him?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
He said, you have a pitch that everybody in the world wants to throw. Every pitcher out here wants to throw this in their backfields, throw this on their off days. Yeah. You have a pitch that kids are dying to play video games and use you.
Yeah.
You have a pitch that people have been trying to perfect. Throw it. Fuck it. You know how much confidence that would fucking put into you?
I've been saying it for since he's ever been on the Padres.
Throw it more. He's at a 30% throw rate.
Needs to be damn, higher. He's throw a
little more. It's 30, 50 fastball percentage, and then it's a mix of others.
Yeah.
I can't confirm. His stuff on a video game is nasty. It is bro, nasty.
On 2024?
Bro, if I get in a game and he's pitching, I'm quitting, bro. There ain't no hope bro, for me. I'm getting no hit that game.
He is nasty, bro.
Yeah, it's always the worst when you're playing an all diamond team and the pitcher is bronze.
Yeah, it's bronze.
You know there's something crazy with that.
You know it's a cheese card. Exactly. It's literally just a cheese card.
You're like, oh,
like what? I mean, glad it's on the Padres because everybody has them, but still,
yeah.
And he's turned around too. Early in the season, got a little beat up, has kind of gotten a nice rhythm and groove the last four outings. I want to say,
yeah.
I mean,
I think we've won back to back starts from him.
Yeah, yeah. What were they? The 4 and 5 or 5 and 6 pitchers? We were like 1 and 13 those guys.
It was starting to creep up there, yeah.
It's like our extra innings record from last year.
Yeah. It was our 5 and 6. It was Waldron and Vasquez.
Yeah.
Have not been great for us in the win column. Yeah. But at the same time, is wins a pitcher's stat?
It should be.
Yeah, it should be.
Our offense got a score.
Yeah.
During those starts.
Gotta give your team a chance.
Gotta give your team a chance. Like, I understand.
I was like, what's his name last year? It's like Snell. Snell had a really good ERA, but his record stunk.
Homeboy on the Tigers is like that right now.
Whatever his name is.
No, Reese Olson.
Oh, Reese Olson? Oh, yeah.
He's 1-6. 1-6. With like a 1-9 ERA.
Yeah. Damn, that sucks.
Tigers can't figure it out.
Yeah. Never will.
You guys see Angel Hernandez retired?
Finally. It has been long enough.
Man, we're gonna miss some great baseball moments with him.
Some
shitty moments.
It's always entertaining when you know Angel Hernandez is umpiring. It's just like you're gonna see some shit that you know is just gonna piss the player off.
Yeah, right. Facts.
You're definitely gonna miss Angel Hernandez because of the wildness. You never knew what you were getting. But at the same time, this is so much better for MLB for him not to be behind the plate.
Yeah.
Wasn't he getting sued or suing the MLB?
He sued the MLB for promoting others over him due to his race and lost.
Didn't he? He wanted to umpire the playoffs, and they were like, no.
No,
you fucking suck.
And so basically the thing.
He's
of
like,
it.
You're discriminating me.
You're discriminating me. And then someone said he had only umpired, I want to say, like 2 weeks of games this year so far and missed 112 calls. It was like 7 games total. Bro.
And I love that the umpires are such like a brotherhood that he's the top 5% umpire in the world.
Joe West. You fucking bitch, you retired ass podcaster.
Do you guys all
see it. Like that pisses me off max. Like umpires are always Joe West was a big one of not having the robots because he's like, we get scored on every year. No ump is ever behind lower than a 5% missed. Like, bullshit, we got the numbers. Like, this guy who just retired is the worst.
All right, so do you guys think that, like, Angel Hernandez, like, you think he was that bad, or you think at a point he was eventually just doing it to troll people? Like, because it was his thing. Like, he was always fuck up. Like, some calls were so outrageous, you had to wonder, like, is he really this bad, or is he just fucking with us?
I don't know how, like, in tune he is with, like, trolling-wise. I honestly wouldn't believe he was that bad.
That's really crazy if he's that bad, dude. Because I feel like the Harper like check swing one comes to mind because it's like, was he just fucking with Harper to fuck with Harper at that point? Like just saying, like,
I do think
why not?
I do think umpires have like favorites and people they hate.
They have to. They're around the game too much.
Like
to
he
not.
Did that against Schwarber too. He hates the Phillies for some reason. Like he ejects him right when he starts. They even say a word.
He loves it. He loves.
I'm
it.
I'm just wondering if he's just doing it to fuck with them at this point.
I don't know how aware he is. Like,
I think he's just bad. I think he's trying to do a good job and is bad.
Yeah.
That's just point blank. You could that is
because it's life. It's tough when you watch. You see it
all day long. That type of shit is life.
You're screwed because you watch on TV and that little box comes up, but also the TV camera is from a slightly different angle, so the pitches aren't dead on. Yeah, like how you
are right. It is your TV at home is not perfect, even though you think that little box is God.
Yeah,
it is not, and you also don't read the rule books. And understand that box changes to like heights and sizes of people, you know, like,
well, yeah, Aaron Judge experiences every time he plays
every day. And every even time. With umpires, like the way they're positioned, some umpires like the left side, some like the right side, some like to be up, some like to be right behind the catcher's mask.
And like, I've seen like stats on that. Like this dude will call this pitch.
Yeah. More. Because he's lined up on the left side. So that inner left pitch, he's going to be on the dot, but this one away, he's going to miss a time or two. It's a guess to him because he is so far on this side. He's guessing that plate distance.
Yeah, that's – and that's on the catcher too a little bit. Yeah, how the catcher receives it, literally how the catcher catches it is how he'll call the strike.
So you got to move, catcher. You got to – if you want your pitcher to pitch on the outside, all right, we're going to position ourselves a little bit on the outside.
Yeah.
Snap. Make sure that's a strike.
And the worst is when the umpire's a left-handed, like inside part of the plate for like a right-handed hitter. And a catcher, you go to the outside and you turn a little bit more so he can see like that angle right there. But then the foul tip, he has no one there to cover him.
No.
Straight to his chest,
yep.
Nuts. Kneecap. Inside thigh.
Everybody.
Facts, bro.
Yeah, I think this is much better for the game, and I think this itself will get less people going, where's the robots? Because he was so bad. I mean, there are definitely still going to be missed calls, and
that's why I want to know who's going to become the next Angel Hernandez.
I think Frank the Take said J.B. Buckner.
Oh, I'm thinking Doug Eddings.
Doug Eddings.
I've been doing a lot of Doug Eddings.
You've been preaching that for a while.
Doug Eddings.
I've heard Buddy's pretty bad.
Buckner, Frank the Tank.
Frank the Tank
can say anyone, and I'll probably believe it.
Yeah.
I'll believe the fuck out of Frank the Tank.
That means because Frank has been paying attention, that's why.
But he's also
if
insane.
You know the name of an umpire.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, that's a problem.
That's why I feel like Angel was doing it on purpose. Like
I mean, he had to be the most famous umpire of the
everybody
past.
Is fucking knows Angel and Angel fucking.
You ask any casual, like who doesn't watch baseball, what umpire do you think you know? They'll say some Angel something. Like they'll at least know of like the guy who fucking fucks up every call he's in.
You're gonna get more people who say Joe Buck than Angel Hernandez. Nobody knows fucking umpires' names unless you're tuned in.
That's what I'm wondering. If like maybe he's getting selfies.
If you watch baseball.
Like I wonder if he's out and he's like, "Oh, you're Angel Hernandez." Like you fucked my team the other day.
Exactly.
That's the problem with social media. Nobody's probably saying that to him. They're like, "Oh, Angel Hernandez, can I get a picture?"
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I mentioned
it's boosting his confidence.
So people are definitely talking shit. I saw Angel Hernandez. You're talking shit. Yeah. I'm be like, brother, how many numbers in all of them? You're fucking blind.
I'm just letting him
and then I'm going to switch it on him as soon as he answers.
I'll probably let him know. I'll be like, hey, you missed that call. He's going to be like, which one?
Is your phone on?
He's going to be like,
you've missed a lot of calls.
I got a lot of calls. Which one are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're bad at your job. How about that?
Plain out. Plain simple.
You know, a lot of people are. Ain't a problem, Andrew Hernandez.
Back-to-back years, though, a big umpire retired. Joe West and then Angel Hernandez. Those are two, like...
Joe West retired last year.
I thought it was last year, or was it 2 years ago?
I don't know.
I thought it was last year and instantly started a podcast.
For some reason, he said that about Andrew Hernandez, and I instantly went to the Armando Galarraga play. Wasn't even him? No. Some dude with the mustache.
Yeah, no. It was.
Yeah, Joe West retired last year.
That was last year? Yeah, back-to-back. We just lost two great
So who's going to be the next one?
Who's the next?
Probably someone you've never heard of.
Yeah, no.
Oh, the guy who gets promoted? The next guy who promoted? Or the next, like,
the next
big ump?
Next big ump.
Or the next fucking terrible call. It's going to be off with his head.
It's probably going to be some guy from TikTok.
Yeah, like some TikTok, like, look at this umpire. No one's noticing this umpire.
He's throwing out dads and kids in a 12U game. That's what we need.
Those
umpires are hilarious.
That's what that pitcher is throwing out. Timmy. Like, what do you think that pitcher said?
Little
to the
Timmy's
umpire?
Parents had too much to drink.
What we were just talking about, I forget his name.
Angel Hernandez?
No, that umpire, the pitcher.
You got to give us more information.
We were just talking about a pitcher right now that got thrown out of the Mets, DFA'd.
Jorge Lopez.
Oh, yeah. He got thrown out because he argued a check swing, right?
He probably said about the only four words he knows in Spanish is fuck you, or English.
He argued a check swing and the side umpire threw him out.
Yeah, the third base.
Those guys are like,
are you fucking kidding me? That's fucking bullshit.
That's like a group, though. The umpire's like, that's like a, no matter how bad the other one's being, they got to defend their guy. Like,
You're not allowed to critique any of them.
Yeah,
it's written in the rules.
That's why you're not allowed to argue.
I bet
all the guys who are umping with Angel Hernandez.
You can't say that's fucking bad. You can't say that's fucking.
You can't say anything like that.
You can say though.
These are baseball. Everybody forgets. This is America's pastime. This is a sport of gentlemen.
You can't direct your thing towards that umpire.
So you can't look at him and say it.
If you are throwing a pitch and you don't like it, you can say it out loud, looking down at the mound, making sure he can hear you. But if you look at him and you point at him or something,
yeah,
you're gone.
I've seen Matt Bell get tossed for a staring contest. Just staring at him. I remember that, actually.
I remember just staring at him.
Yeah. See, that's crazy.
You guys might be right. They have feelings. They do.
They know what they're doing.
I feel like they're head honcho up there.
At some point.
They do. They have a lot of power.
They'll make the mistake that they didn't mean to do, and they'll hear all that shit, and they're like, okay, you think I'm doing it on purpose? Like, watch me now, motherfucker.
I mean, it might be something until someone says something.
That's why someone came out and said, all the players are kind of soft now. Was that us?
It's like the human element, though.
I mean, if anyone's questioning your job, you're going to get pissed about it, right?
Even if you think you're doing a good job.
Yeah, you're thinking they don't like it.
Yeah.
They don't like either when you're hitting and you start shaking your head.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're like,
missed that call.
Missed that call, buddy.
I'm like,
feelings hurt.
Or you can look at your coach and be like, that was bad. That was horrible. And then sometimes if you have an umpire who's like, thinks they're on their shit,
yeah,
they'll say something back to you.
Fuck.
But you can't ever look at them. You can get away with a lot of shit if you don't ever look at them.
That was a big thing when I remember playing baseball. Everyone was just like, Just don't look at the ump.
Yeah.
Just don't turn around and just stare at him. Don't wait for a call.
Don't ever draw a line.
Don't wait for a call. Don't take the strike and look at him.
Did you guys see?
Because he's going to look at you and go, you're out.
Okay, but I feel like people argue strikes all the time.
Did you guys see?
Like they take a bad strike and they step back and they're like,
did you see Soto? Where the fuck was that? I thought he got ejected Saturday night. Soto, he was talking to the umpire all game. He's like,
was he?
Yeah, because he was kind of mixing up calls, and then someone from our dugout talked some shit or something to the umpire, and the umpire was like, hey, quiet over there. And I guess Juan thought he was arguing or something, but he was looking dead at him, too. He's like, bro, that was fucking
down. But like the shit Luis does, Luis Suarez, while he's batting, do you see him always looking at the other dugout?
Oh, yeah.
Like looking over
there. Brother's just like Juan Soto.
Yeah, just like Juan Soto. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Just no power.
Yeah. Mind games. He'll take a ball and look right at the dugout. Like, oh, you trying to warn me?
Yeah.
They're like, no, our pitcher just sucks. He's a rookie on the mound. Yeah, stop fucking looking over you.
Yeah.
You already have four hits.
Arise has been great.
Good.
Love it. I love hitter.
He went from batting a 299 when he got traded to us to now batting a lead leaguing 323 batting average.
That's pretty good.
He's pretty good. Besides, sometimes at home. I mean, at home.
The Padres are going to be exactly where they are until Fernando Tatis and Manny Machado wake up.
The singles.
Once those two wake up, this team is going to incline.
Where are they?
Are you guys even like Manny Machado swinging at such bad pitches?
As soon as June turns, just watch.
So all of a sudden. So you guys aren't worried even like in the slightest?
I'm not worried yet. We're still a 500 team. We're still battling between Giants and Diamondbacks. No one has like gone past us.
If it's like September 1st, and then I'll worry.
I'm never gonna press the panic.
A lot of Padre fans are worried when you guys see Nando hit the home run and then no stutter. That was a big story for Padre fans. It's like, why isn't Fernando doing the stutter step around third?
He came out and said it. He's not him right now.
Yeah,
he's about business. He needs to work on it.
Yeah, and
I like
and that's
that.
Good. I like that. That. Yeah, I like that. That's a good attitude. Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows he's not him. Yeah, he knows that he is not playing as himself right now, and. You know, baseball's a long sport. It's throughout the entire year. So I'm giving my boy some slack. Yeah. I definitely think There's a time where there is a panic button, but it's not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
The panic button is what the team does at the trade deadline. If the team sells at the trade deadline, then you're like, we're done. If AJ buys, we're cooking. If we stay still, it's a grind.
I feel like we could be two games under 500. AJ's still going to buy. I think that was us last year. I think AJ's is a buy guy.
Last year wasn't really a buy. Last year was like, oh, fuck.
We're better than this. We should be better than this.
We should be better than this. Let me see if I could add in a couple things to get them over the hump, and it didn't work. Nothing worked last year.
Right. He said, we need Rich Hill. That's the move. He sat down and that's the move.
All the moves made sense in their own way last year, though. It was picking up guys on end of contracts that are going to be free agents that were cheap, easily affordable, and easily attainable last year. This year, he's going to have to cook a little bit.
Yeah.
Because this team needs a little bit more.
He's going to have to hit the Marlins again, too.
Yeah, for Weathers.
No, Osorio.
No. You not looked at his stats this year?
I don't want Weathers back in the pod.
Friend of the pod, that guy is a dog.
Love him. Dog. Friend of the pod.
He seems more happy in Miami. Let's keep him where he's cooking right now.
He's found something over there.
Keep him where he's cooking.
Keep him where he's cooking.
I don't think they'll trade him anyways.
They like what they're
they like seeing. Lefties. Lizardo, Braxton Garrett, him.
They said they're trading Lizardo though.
Lizardo, yeah.
Yeah, that was announced today.
Yeah, he'll be a Friar.
That he will be traded.
He'll be a Friar.
I don't think so.
He'll be an A or a Brave.
An A?
He definitely is not going back to the A's.
Speaking of A's, you guys see Mason Miller? First blown save of his career.
First blown save was a Siri bomb. Did you see the announcer?
The announcer is brutal. Dude, okay. I'm sorry, bro. It's brutal.
There's been multiple videos that have came across my timeline where she is announcing the call, and it is gross.
What does she say?
No, dude, she's bad.
It's bad.
Today,
what was the one with the home run where she's like, oh, that one could get out or something like that?
No,
like,
but before that, she said,
I gotta find it, dude. It's bad.
Something about Siri.
Oh, she's like, Siri, it's not your day. Talking about Jose.
Jose Siri was 1-for-4 with a homer, and he's batting against Mason Miller. It's 4-3, no outs, no one on. And she repeated it again. What did she say?
She says, hey, Siri, it's not your day or something. Next pitch, fucking
nuke.
Yeah. Oh, hey, no. Siri, it is not your day.
Literally, as soon
as she said the period to that sentence.
Look at Siri.
That's what I'm saying. It would have been way more funnier, or she could have saved herself if she put up her phone to the...
Yeah.
Be like, oh, it's just Siri being like, oh, okay, it's not your day.
What's the weather like today,
Siri? Yeah, it would have been way funnier. Okay, but... I get it what they're doing, but it's just been bad so far.
That sucks.
Braden's there next year. He's just not the play by play. He's the color.
Well,
he needs to be switched.
He should have stepped up. Said
he said, What the fuck are you doing right now?
Yeah. Did you just jinx him?
What the hell?
You just jinx him?
This is him covering his mic. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Don't go, what the fuck?
He's like, never do that again.
Like in the booth and gridiron game?
Yeah, you know, hit your button, hit your off button. What the fuck?
When they were in the booth in the gridiron game?
Don't remember.
You gotta remember that when it's the prison guy and it's the fucking football.
Oh, it's like nice to see you smile. Or
nice to see you smile. And he looks at him.
It's like the most awkward and he goes,
oh, that's Adam Sandler's fucking
dude.
That's not gridiron. That's longest yard.
You threw me off with gridiron game because there's no comments.
Yeah, there is no. Yeah,
I know what you're talking about though.
Longest yard.
Okay, yes, I know, and I've met the Indian.
Yeah,
I mean, she's had some funny ones though, but it's just been like,
no, I don't think she has. I haven't seen a good clip yet.
No, they're funny because there's how bad they are.
Yeah. Yes, she's had some funny ones.
The one in Kansas City was like, that's going to be a wall scraper. And it's fucking on ball.
No, like, dude, it was 30 feet past the fucking.
It was to the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She was doing COVID commenting from home.
Yeah,
dude,
what's it called?
I can't believe
I
it,
can just
dude.
Imagine her when Stanton was at Petco doing home run derby. That's a wall scraper. It's the scoreboard at Petco.
Oh, it looks like that one of those kids is gonna field that one. It's just off, breaks the score.
What a play! But oh no,
and it's out of the park.
Yeah, when that one kid got hit, that one. Yeah.
Oh, and it's a homer. Oh no. I can only see Dallas Braden turning into like the major league commentator halfway through this year. He's gonna be like, "Well, now," and he's gonna just pick up his whiskey and just be drunk the whole time.
I would love funny, if though. MLB gave her a playoff game. I would just get her and Joe Buck on a call together, and that'd be the funniest game of all time.
I can't wait to watch that game on mute.
And Eduardo on Perez.
Eduardo Perez.
The worst. Mario Perez is so bad, dude.
What team is he an announcer
for? He's an ESPN announcer.
He's Sunday Night Baseball.
He's bad. Yeah.
It's so bad, dude. He hates the Padres and Fernando Tatis.
Oh, my God.
And he's a Latino.
Oh, what?
He watches the Dodgers. He's like, I fucking hate these guys. I hate the Padres. Wow.
Yeah, and then he watches the Dodgers and he goes, Freddie Freeman, oh, my God. It's fantastic. Super.
He's amazing. Like, you hear his music? You hear the music?
Yeah, you hear the walking music? He let me choose it.
Hey, let me choose it.
Yeah. He's like, you see those shoes?
You know,
they're from me.
You know, he definitely,
I swear, dude, on the ESPN. Then they cut to a promo. He's like, yes, these are just made fit perfectly for Freddie Freeman.
You know, he like, called, you know, he applied for the Dodgers like head job. He's like salty. He's like, fuck. He's like, anytime they're in there, like,
fuck, you got that fucking little white guy in there.
This guy's your no ball. God, I know
damn,
ball.
Damn it.
Go from fucking. Been Scully to fucking this bullshit you could have done. I'm fucking Eduardo Perez.
I don't know. All I'm saying is we're blessed as Padre fans to hear Don and Mud every day. That's the blessing.
And I'd be hearing other teams a little angry. Other teams don't like them.
Yeah.
They're saying that they're a little homers and they're out there and they're too aggressive with like the homer calls when Don just gets his high pitch and.
Dude, his homer calls are great.
Are like, awesome.
They're the best great. Announcers ever.
I think they are the best.
They're the best duo ever.
Do you want a home run call where you're just like, wow, that was a home run? That felt like a fucking flyout.
And they're always
or why
jokes.
Would you watch the Padres?
Going back, and gone.
knowing you have to pay for the Padres to watch the Padres or live in San Diego, why are you listening to them?
Yeah, you know? Seriously.
I mean,
how much of the whole world has fucking MLB TV?
A lot of baseball fans.
If I'm not a fan of the game I'm watching,
everywhere.
No, it's only blacked out in the city that you are in.
That's what I'm saying.
So if you are like in the military and you're based somewhere, you want to watch your team, and you know if you're born in San Diego and as a Pittsburgh fan, you could watch your team every time.
I mean, I know, but why are so many people watching? How much East Coast people are all staying
MLB TV? MLB TV hasn't been good because they just switch like broadcast middle of the game sometimes. That happened last week at the Padre game. All of a sudden, the away announcers were talking.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Missed that one. Did we lose?
I don't know.
I think. As a commentator, you got to like establish a good home run call. You can't just be the guy who's like,
you literally have to be back, a homer. Back, you literally gone. Have to be a homer.
You have to be a homer. The team pays you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. You better be saying some nice things.
And for other people to talk shit, you have to be doing something right. If you don't have haters, you don't have fans.
Facts.
Yeah. That's just how the world works.
I still feel like, I mean, like, I don't even feel like Don and Mud are biased, though. They talk nice on it. They talk really
they
good
talk
about...
bad about the Padres, too. Yeah. They'll tell them, like, this has not been a good game. There's been really sloppy play.
Remember, what was the, when we played the Pirates, I think it was, like, last year, and we got swept. They're like, this is rock bottom. This is, like, we are not good right now. I remember Don was like, this is rock bottom for Padre fans.
And Mudcat is really good at actually talking. He's when they're good, he'll be up for them, and when they're bad, he'll talk about it.
Yeah,
it's hard to watch.
This is hard to watch.
Yeah, I mean, it happens,
but no, they talk good in the other team too. Like when the Yankees were in town, they were giving them their flowers. I mean, they're like, you know, Judge, Soto, those guys, you know.
Yeah, I didn't catch those games.
But it was on the water.
Dude, Soto was going yard.
I mean,
I did see that game, and that was the turning point of, you know what, we're not watching this series.
Yeah, that was when we first got to the river. We watched that little bit.
We watched back to back.
Yeah, four homers.
If you didn't think Soto and Stanton were homering in that series, you're an idiot. You're just. Yeah.
I had to sum it up that
I asked
maybe the Yankees are good. Why would you Soto and Stanton were locked? Yeah. Maybe the Yankees are just good.
They're
Yankees
are good.
They're good.
They're always good until they're not healthy.
Yeah.
And we all thought that was going to be the case right off the grip with Garrett Cole, but they've had Luis Gill come in and show.
They're about to have a 6-man rotation when he comes back.
And they're gonna, the Yankees are nice. Can't get me wrong. And they're going to add. I know they're going to add. But the Yankees owner, Hal Steinbrenner, did come out and say they cannot suffice this payroll. Yeah. It is too much money.
Scott Boras is laughing at him. He's like, buddy, I do not care.
Yeah.
we got a team right across the bridge that will pay my guy $600.
Oh, no. Juan Soto is going to be a Met.
Yeah.
Like, that's the Mets.
Well, it depends on, to me,
this is just so clearly easily seen because the Mets are so goddamn bad this year. They're going to go get the best guy.
You think so?
They did this 2 years ago.
With Francisco Lindor?
This year, they had to wait out because they have all those shit contracts still. They have the Verlander and the Scherzer contract. But those are done at the end of this year. They were only 2-year deals.
I think it depends on what Soto wants. So
lot of money is freed up for them at the end of this.
And Scherzer just wait until the Rangers. And Polar
Bear is a free agent at the end. So they have a lot of money.
Pete Alonso is a free agent.
Pete Alonso is a free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah,
that's why I was Juan picking for the Padres
the most money.
If he picks the Mets,
at this point, he has to take the most money. If he has shown no interest.
Yeah, yeah,
I think
and has rejected every single offer.
I think I don't
the
know.
Yankees win the World Series, bro.
I feel like, yeah, the Yankees legacy. I think
he won a World Series with the Nationals.
Okay, that's the true. Nationals
rejected every single. They've so far given him the highest contract offer still.
Oh, shit.
I've been seeing a lot of San Diego fans.
Like that 21, and they're like, here's $440 million.
I've been seeing a lot of San Diego fans that still think he might come back.
Yeah.
I think there's a slight possibility.
I've been hearing that. I saw the rumors that he was out in San Diego just loving his time out here. I think that was trolling.
I don't know if there's a high possibility, but I do think there's a possibility of.
I mean, he said even
Padres don't land Roki, that they are all over Juan Soto again.
What do you say? He said no team. He's not shutting the door on anyone, so he's not shutting the door on the fucking Tigers. Or...
No, I'm sure Juan Soto is. Yes.
Yeah. What if the Tigers boatload of money? Is he going?
Juan Soto is one of the best players of all time, and he is going to free agency this offseason hunting the largest deal he could get.
So if the A's
he's going to probably take in all of it, like maybe Florida, maybe the Marlins pay him because no sales tax.
Maybe Vegas A's pay him.
Vegas A's.
600 mil.
The Sacramento A's for 3 years, you know.
Wow.
They've been saving paper for
long-term contracts.
I think he takes
a huge contract
where he's never free agent again. A team's going to pay him to be
what about
the media sensation, the face, all of it.
What about?
And he's dying out? What the fuck?
What about the Dodgers?
That's a bad.
You need the Dodgers to cough up money?
They can, but.
I don't think they, unless he takes a deferral.
No, I don't think. I think that's why he would be able to, is without a deferral.
What happens if
all the other deferrals they've done?
If he signs a Dodger, that's a nightmare.
And it's not going to be 10 years, though. It'll be 6-5.
But I don't see that. I see him signing a 14-year deal.
Yeah.
I see him trying to get 14.
It all depends on these big dudes go to free agency. It all depends how much they value money and how much they value winning.
Yeah.
But if Juan Soto walks to free agency, a 2-time World Series champion, an MVP, multiple gold or silver sluggers.
Yeah, gold glove crazy.
Gold glove, doesn't he have one? Or it was just a.
Did he actually win a gold glove? There's no.
He does have one.
Yeah, he has one, I thought. Or was it a finalist?
I think he had a gold glove.
He was a finalist on the pod.
He was a finalist on the pod, and we all joked about that. That was the joke of the century because he came over and looked terrible.
Looked terrible.
I think he won one.
I thought he won one.
Maybe his first. Juan won. Here?
I don't know. You stay with the Yankees, you're going to win titles. You go with the Mets, you're probably not going to win for a while. But you got a lot of money.
You go with the Yankees, you might not win for a while, too.
Yeah, you never. Yeah, I mean, it's not guaranteed.
14 years.
You never know.
maybe longer.
I guess you go to the Phillies. Phillies would be kind of fire if they can pay him. I don't think they can pay him.
He'd rather have.
No, I don't. I don't see no GGs on here.
Nicholas
Castellanos. 4-time Silver Slugger, home run derby champ, batting title, 3-time All Star.
Home run derby champ. I think I saw that
live, in person.
Live action.
And then, like a week later, he's a Padre. Fuck, those were good times.
That was peak.
That was peak.
That was peak life right there.
Yeah, the next 6 months was peak.
Peak madness. Peak.
No, that first game, Juan Soto saying, "Oh my God, that was peak."
Because yeah, a week Drury after hit that,
the grand slam.
I think a week after
the Soto game, sat down, grand slam.
Yeah, that was so awesome.
Was Tatis before or after that?
That was.
Tatis was after, because that was why it was so devastating. Because we literally thought we were going to get Fernando Tatis back in the midst of the Juan Soto added, the Drury added, the
Josh worst part Bell. About that is I found out through Jack Mac.
Yeah. That was the worst part, that he tweeted some fucking bullshit.
Bullshit. And I think PFT tweeted some bullshit too.
I don't know how they got the scoop.
I don't know how they got it either.
That's such bullshit, dude.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, this can't be true. Can't be true.
My heart sank.
Probably 30 minutes later,
my heart sank. My heart dude. Sank.
Passan drops a bomb.
Yes. My heart sank when they said this tweet's about Tatis. I was like, no. And then the Passan tweet, I was like, oh, fuck, it was about Tatis. Everyone's been fucking laughing.
Sheesh.
And all the haters will say it's because he's on steroids.
He's not good no more.
Apparently, it's true.
Apparently, it's true.
He better make the haters fucking wrong. Make the haters wrong.
Not proven it since.
All right. Any other major topics that we've seen on the fields? I don't think so.
Homeboy on the Bryce Astros. Harper
almost got in a brawl.
Oh, yeah. Do you guys see that? Harper 7 years ago. 7 years
to the day.
Yeah.
Almost got in a brawl twice.
Yeah. Bob Melvin's fucking senior citizen ass out there. Take it easy, guys.
That would be awesome if someone started fucking pushing
that
him.
That almost crushed his jaw, though. That shit was right to his face.
Hit his bat. It was foul ball.
He was so passive aggressive in the interviews. He's like, nah, I wasn't mad. He's like, I just didn't want to get hit in the face.
Yeah, fucking right.
It's like, buddy, you can tell you're mad. Just be honest, bro.
Yeah. He screamed at Snell for that before, though, too.
Yeah, I remember that.
Throw it over the fucking plate.
Yeah, he did. The Marlins designate Woo Suk Go for assignment.
That's so sad, man.
Dude, he got a bag from us.
I mean, not
fair. What did he get?
We've paid him like $3
million. Yeah, I think it was $3 million.
You guys think he's going? He's going back to
only
Korea?
Be in the minors. He was supposed to be better than Yuki.
Damn,
he might be going back to Korea.
I don't think he was supposed to be better than Yuki.
Oh well,
I think we just hyped him up more because of the "you suck" chance.
Well, then we traded Arias for now prospects.
Prospects. I mean, it was always prospects.
Mortarella, Dylan Head.
Love that. I love that.
And Marcy.
Jacob Marcy.
Hopefully Preller can extend Arias. Hopefully they'll let him walk.
No, I want us to do a move where it's like a roll of Chapman. Trade for someone and then re-sign him in the offseason.
It's going to be either him and Kim.
Trade someone away, re-sign him in the offseason.
It's either going to be him or Kim getting re-signed.
With? I don't know.
I think we trade know. Kim.
Trade Kim, yeah. It's Kim or Arias Stan. You can't have both. One or the other.
Well, Arias fits his team a lot better than Kim does.
Get ready to learn Dodger, buddy.
Are you saying that just because he's been playing well?
No.
Better, I mean?
No, because I think his game just affects the team more.
Do you know how crazy
it is? With Xander out now, I couldn't.
Do you know how crazy it's going to be when Fernando figures it out? Arias single every time? Fernando.
You got Jake Cronenworth.
Exactly. Bob likes the 35-year-olds that we have.
Yeah, I like Solano.
He likes Solano. I like Solano too, though.
Didn't like Matt Carpenter.
Didn't like Carpenter.
Yeah, because he sucked.
And Nelson Cruz.
I'm cool with Solano being in and just fucking slap dick hits all day long. He's another version of Luis. Not as good. Line
was nasty.
Yeah.
He's been doing it. That's all I need. Get on base. Little slaps. This team is full of singles until I see a fucking big home run, and I haven't seen a big homer yet.
Singles don't win you games.
Obviously it does. We're game over 500.
He gets on base. That's what does he do? He gets on base.
He gets on base. That's exactly what the Padres need.
So old.
I mean, have you guys, maybe one of these guys will wake up.
Moneyball is old baseball now.
What if the Padres trade for Pete Alonso?
Bombs.
He's not going to do good. The bone bruise in his hand.
You guys see that Giants are favorite?
He's just waiting out. He hates the Mets, too. He plays on the worst fucking team in the league.
He's the worst team on the worst fucking team.
The Mets are going to forever be the worst fucking team in the league to me.
Yeah.
Your own player came out and said he plays on the worst fucking team in the league. And
Fam said it 2 years ago, too.
Yeah, Fam said that was the worst clubhouse he's ever been in part of. Said they're just so lazy. No fucking aggression, no want to for anything.
You guys see the Giants are the favorite to Lambeau Bouchette?
The Giants?
Well, the Giants need a shortstop bat. They got Nick Ahmed out there.
If Bo Bouchette is the NLS, jeez.
I think Ha-Seong Kim is a Giant.
Not this year.
I don't know about the trade deadline, but free agency.
I think the Giants go after Bo Bouchette.
His boy's hurt for the rest of the year.
Thank God I traded that guy.
Dislocated shoulder.
Thank God I traded that guy.
That's all I was thinking when he got hurt. I was like, damn, sucks for you, bro.
Hey, you won by 3 points. You lucky son of a gun.
Oh, shitty fucking luck of the draw, dude.
Yeah, tie.
This guy.
Damn.
No, not the tie. His fucking barely beat me. He was down to the last fucking hair on his chinny chin chin.
I played
Brandon
last week, though. I lost by like 3 points.
That's such horrible. Six. Got on six. For an error.
I don't know how that happened, but...
You don't know how Nico got you all those points?
It was Nico?
Nico Horner, your last fucking guy.
No, I had an outfielder, too.
No, it was Nico Horner was your last guy, got on because of an error, and then got hit and scored in. Scored you 9 points to beat me. More than nine, because you were down by four, and Nico did all that and got you, like, 13 points.
Doesn't matter, bro. Shenny's going to go all the way
and then lose.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's...
That's his favorite.
This is called a dynasty coming.
It happens every year.
This is a dynasty brewing over here.
Yeah, I think we should do a dynasty MLB league.
In my two leagues, I have a combined record of 17-1.
That's crazy.
It's about what you do in the postseason right there.
That's crazy.
And I'm a defending champ in both leagues, so.
Nothing wrong with being average.
Nothing wrong.
Peace.
Somebody knows ball here.